We're about to begin a brand new sugya. In a certain sense, I guess we could theoretically call it an easier sugya. I guess you'll judge at the end with an easier sugya. It's easier because we're not going to be focusing so much on the numbers per se, but we're focusing more almost on a concept. And the concept is, are you permitted to actually bring about a din of bittul? Whatever the din of bittul is, bittul b'ro, b'shisha, b'meya, b'samaya, whatever those numbers are right now are not relevant for us. But all of bittul isurim that we've learned about are things that happen by themselves. Because all of a sudden the person says, gevalt, some chaza fell into my pot, gevalt, some milk fell into the pot of meat. What if it's not gevalt that happened by itself? I do it on my own. I'm cooking a pot of potato soup, and I want to add a little bit of a chazer into it, but I'm smart enough to know that if I put in too much chazer, that's going to trade both up. So I take a very small amount of chazer and put it in. I'm cooking up my kosher chicken soup, and then I get a frantic call on Friday afternoon that there's some more guests coming, and I have to add a little bit more soup, but I can't find any more kosher chicken. I go to the store, and the trade for chicken is a little bit cheaper, so I add a little bit of trade for chicken soup. Now I'm very, very careful. I measure it, and I make sure it's about the b'shishim. Am I allowed to do that? So the answer is, absolutely not. No question about that. It's an absolute issa gomor to be mevatel issa lechatchila. It's so awesome to be mevatel issa lechatchila that even if you did it, b'diavad, we're not going to let you avail yourselves of the bittul. If you did it on purpose, if you did it by mistake, that's something else. But if you did it b'mezid, you violated that issa de mevatel issa lechatchila, even b'diavad, the food's going to remain awesome. Bittul is not going to help you. So the next sugya is going to deal with one question alone, namely, is this prohibition that appears in the Mishnayos, appears in the Gemaras, in a few places, called Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila, is that Isser itself an Isser Deraisa, or is that prohibited by the Rabban? Where did that Isser come from? The Mishnayos talk about it, the Gemaras talk about it, but it's unclear what the source of that prohibition proper is. Is that something that the Torah itself is opposed to? Or technically, if you ask Moshe Rabbeinu, you can throw some chicken soup in, you can throw some chazim in, that's okay, just make sure you get the numbers right. So what is the nature of that Isser of Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila? So that sugya has its roots, believe it or not, back to Zerua B'Sheila. So I said we finished one aspect of Zerua B'Sheila, we did not, by any stretch of imagination, finish Zerua B'Sheila yet. So the Gemara starts off, the first of the Mamakamos, to set the stage for our discussion. The Gemara says, "Umi yofidin mina." The whole sugya of Zerua B'Sheila was assuming that if the Torah speaks about a shear of shishim in the sugya of Zerua B'Sheila, we can derive that to other areas of halacha. So the Gemara says, "Stop! Hold the phone. 1 second. Who gives you a right to derive anything from Zerua B'Sheila? Maybe Zerua B'Sheila, that whole sugya of a nugget of cooking up the meat with the arm, the whole story. Maybe that falls into the category of it's called a chiddush. We spoke about this in the past." Very often there are categories in halacha called chidushim. When something is a chiddush, that means it doesn't seem to fit, doesn't seem to make any sense, doesn't seem to fit into the patterns of other halacha. We draw into a box and we say, sorry, it's untouchable. You can't use that as a derivation to other things. The general starting point of halacha is that we can derive one halacha from another. If the din is true over here, that if it's a parallel type of halacha can be extrapolated to here. We do it all the time. We jump from one to another. So comes and says, you can do that 99% of the time unless something is categorized as a chiddush. And there is particular criteria how do you define something as a chiddush. So if something meets those criteria being a chiddush, the chiddush lo yafidim. So that's what the Gemara asks here. Umi yafidim ina, do we really derive anything from Zerua B'Sheila? For Hatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Zel heter haba mechlal iser. The Braisa actually calls Zerua B'Sheila a heter haba mechlal iser. What does that mean? That means Zerua B'Sheila, this scenario of having my meat together with my Zerua cooking is something that's bizarre, something that's so strange. It's a davar hamutar. The Torah says you're allowed to do it, but it's haba mechlal iser. Namely, it's something that should have been aser, and since it's something that should have been aser, it qualifies as a chiddush. And as a chiddush, we have to question ourselves, how can we derive from chiddushim? So we're not yet going to learn what the answer to that question is. We just want to focus on one nekuda and one nekuda alone. The Gemara, a little bit later on, the sugya says explicitly that Zerua B'Sheila, yep, is a big, big chiddush. It's something that we never, ever would have said on our own. There's something wrong about Zerua B'Sheila. There's something bizarre, something odd about what's going on in this pot of Zerua B'Sheila. And it's not clear what is so odd about it. What is so strange about it? What is the great chiddush that the Torah is being matir and Zerubbabel Shelah that's putting the brakes and stopping us and saying, wait a second, you can't learn anything, you can't touch Zerubbabel Shelah because it's so mechudash. What is so mechudash? What's the gevalik chiddush about Zerubbabel Shelah? So Rashi on the spot at the end of the first of the Mamkamos, so Rashi says chiddushu delechad chilahet delevatla iser. What is bizarre, what is strange about Zerubbabel Shelah, says Rashi, is that the Torah is actually advocating, actually permitting you to do this action. What you are doing by cooking this meat together with this roa, what you're doing is you're taking a dovra also. Let's not forget, from the Yisrael's vantage point, this roa, for lack of a better term, is treif, it's also, it's kodesh, it's an issa gomim min haTorah for the Yisrael to eat this roa. The Torah is saying, yep, it's also min haTorah, take that treif to kizroa, throw, put it into the pot with the rest of the meat, turn on the fire, cook it up, as long as you have shishim, you're okay, he says the Torah. As long as it's bottle of shishim, it's okay. Wait a second. As long as it's bottle, it's okay. The Torah just instructed me to be bevatal isurim. And that's a no-no. That's something that would otherwise be prohibited. Says Rashi, that's the gevalt gechiddush. That's the merit gechiddush. The lechet chila het levatal isur. Who told me that I'm allowed to do such a thing? The answer is, the Rabban Shalom told it to me. But the Rebbe Shalom Akasha, but Ein Vav, this is the Chila. The Rebbe Shalom says, you're right, this is the Chiddush, this is the Yosef
Rekla. Isn't it just the Asay Lochel Hosasa? Why is it not the principle?
Well, you're trying to explain what the nature, I'm not sure you would need Asay Lochel Hosasa here. The Torah is just telling me that you're allowed to do something that would otherwise be an answer. There's a Gzer Sakosav. Asay Lochel Hosasa is a general din. I'm not questioning that it's mutter. I'm sitting in the Beis HaMikdash and I have this El Nazar. I'm not questioning what I'm going to do is the Torah permitted, but it's still strange, it's still bizarre, it's still a chiddush. And what characteristic of chiddush was it? Rashi says the chiddush was that you're allowed to do something l'chachilah that you otherwise would not have been permitted to do. Now wait a second. We're dealing on the level of deraisa. We're darshaning psukim. The Gemara thinks at least at some stage in the sugya there's a din deraisa taking place here. And the Gemara is evaluating this din deraisa and labeling this din deraisa as a chiddush based on a principle of aim of atlas l'chachilah. That clearly indicates to us that idea of aim of atlas l'chachila is on the deraisa dikka radar screen. If aim of atlas l'chachila was something made up by the rabbis 1,000 years later, why is that called a chiddush? We are evaluating is ro b'sheila a chiddush or not, and that's a deraisa dikka evaluation. That's going to impact on drushas, on limudim, on yafusos. So we have to attribute characteristics of chiddush min haTorah to ro b'sheila. So if you hold that aim of atlas l'chachila is itself an issa deraisa, then that's a good chiddush, then you've identified a strange characteristic min haTorah. But if aim of atlas l'chachila itself is only mid the rabbanan, so how in the world can that serve as the chiddush? That's not a chiddush. That in the Vidyas Moshe Ben, he wouldn't know what you're talking about. He never heard of aim of atlas l'chachila. So this is the raya that's quoted by the Rishonim, from Rashi, and other Rishonim who learned the Gemara similar to Rashi, that aim of atlas l'chachila is in fact an issa deraisa. So the sugi of aim of atlas l'chachila doesn't really appear here. The sugi of aim of atlas l'chachila is a sugi of Maseches Trumos in the Rishalmi. It's a sugi of Maseches Beitza. It appears in a few places in Shas, Maseches Gittin. The scattered places in Shas, the sugi of aim of atlas l'chachila. Nowhere does the Gemara raise the question deraisa or derabanan. And the diuk that's a deraisa is from a Rashi's four words tucked away in the middle of a Shach Matari about Zerubbabel Shelah. That's a proof positive that it's a deraisa. Do we have any way to refute this Rashi? Is there any other pshat? So if you take a look at the Ran, the second of the Marmakamos, so the Ran quotes a Tosos. It's Tosos. We don't actually have this Tosos. We have anything, we have the opposite, but it's the Ran's Tosos. It's the fourth line into the Ran, the four couple words in. The Hadi Amrinan, the Zerua B'Sheila Chiddushu, Ein Chiddusho Shemutal of Atlo. That's not the Chiddush that you're allowed to be Mevatli Sumla Chedchila. That wouldn't qualify as a Chiddush, because the Tosin and the Ran hold that itself is only an Issa Derabonin. What's the Chiddush? Ela Shemitzvah of Atlo. Masha Ein Ke B'Shari Surim Shemitur Shein Mitzvah of Atlo Chedchila. Tosus and the Ran say, you know what the Chiddush of Zerubbabel Shelah is? It is so strange. The Torah is telling you to take treif of food, i.e. the Zerua, and mechatchila a mitzavi, the Rebbe Shalom says. You have a chuyav min haTorah to go ahead and take that treif of food and throw it into your pot of food. That's very, very bizarre. even if the Torah permits taking chazer and throwing into a pot of chicken soup, it's hard to believe the Torah would have told us you have to do that. Everyone, every morning, you got to put on tefillin, daven shacharis, and then take all your chazer and throw it into your pot of soup. So what kind of mitzvah is that? And that's exactly what the Torah says to do by El Nozer. Take the tray for food. Don't avoid it. To take that tray for food, cook it into the pot with the kosher food together. A mitzvah of atli surim. That's not a tremendous chiddush. That's something which is yetzim b'klal. That's something that shows us that Rabbi Shlomo is in his own world. The fact that it's mutter to do it, that doesn't show us anything. Why did Taizen the Ran give such a roundabout pshat, such a strange pshat? So Taizen the Ran explained, we have to give a strange pshat, because Rashi's pshat is not correct. Because Rashi is assuming that Eim Avatl and Isla Chachila is an Issa Deraisa, and that is just not true. That Eim Avatl and Isla Chachila is not Asa Menatar, there's no such thing. So what emanates from Asugi is, we started off with this rule, Eim Avatl and Isla Chachila, that's a cloud god, it's a mission. Nobody argues with this. Eim Avatl and Isla Chachila. But the name of Asugi is Midaraisa Midrabban. We should really put a question mark onto the title. Midaraisa Midrabban. We're not sure. What is it? So you learn the sugars in Gittin, you can't tell. Sugars in Beitza, you can't tell. Mishnayis, Rishalmis, Truma, you can't tell. Nowhere do we have any indication from Chazal, are we dealing with a Deraisa problem, or are we dealing with a Derabana Dika problem? Until we learn the sugars of Chul Daf Tzadiches, tucked away in the intricacies of the Shach V'Tariah, of the sugars Rabbi Shela, is an indication one of two directions. Except we have Machlokes and Mishnah, which direction we are indicated to go down. According to Rashi, so the simple Pshat in the Gemara is, L'chadchila Hetalavah L'Isser, proof positive, Eim Avat Nesel Chila is a deraisa deka concept. According to Tosin Naran's roundabout way of learning the Gemara, that no, that's not what the Gemara means, it means something a little bit different. The reason why Tosin Naran went down the roundabout way is because they're trying to avoid the conclusion of Rashi. They don't want to end up with Eim Avat Nesel Chila deraisa because it's partially not true. So we have a major machlekes that we've shown him about what is the nature of this issue. We've already discovered this machlekes. We have a lot more to do in the sugya once we've discovered this machlekes. But we have just a few questions just to even think about. First of all, what do other Rishonim have to say about this? And we have a few other major questions, namely, why should this be so? Why should there be a problem deraisa? Why shouldn't there be a problem deraisa? There's a svara to this. What is the nature of Eim Avatl Nesel Chila? What is that all about? And can we possibly draw distinctions and say that Eim Avatl Nesel Chila, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, maybe the answer is not absolutely one direction. Maybe the answer is, an answer we give very often, it depends. Maybe sometimes Eim Avatl Nesel Chila is an issa deraisa, and sometimes it's a derabanan. So we have a lot of work cut out for us. We have the basic structure of the sugya, namely we know there's Machlokes Rashi against Taizen the Ran about the basic question, but we really have no idea what anybody else has to say about this topic. We have no idea what the svar is all the kan l'kan, and we have no idea whether this question is an absolute yes or absolute no, or maybe it depends. So we have a lot of things to talk about. Hopefully, tomorrow we'll start to get a little bit deeper into the sugya of Eim Avatl Nesel Chila.